Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Richard Gephardt talking WOTUS in just a moment.
Feel better and live longer by filling half your plate with fruits and veggies. Fresh canned or frozen fruits and veggies keep you running for a healthier lifetime. Grab more information at shapeyourfutureok.com.
It's time to get active. Hop on board by finding activities you enjoy doing. Move for 30 minutes every day or go along and get 60 minutes of movement with your kids. Get rolling today. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com for more healthy tips.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Talking today with Richard Gephardt, of course, president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. Richard, you've talked about Waters of the U.S. proposed rule almost without ceasing for months now. We're down literally to the last few days, November 14th, final opportunity to submit comments. How important at this point is it that we get a few more comments in?
It's extremely important. October 14th, this Friday, is the last day to get it done. It is still the biggest threat, in my opinion, to farmers and ranchers, to their livelihood that's out there. It's still in the Federal Register. I think we had hopefully a turning point in Tuesday's election. Our Senator Jim Inhofe will be the chairman of the Environmental and Committee, and hopefully the senator can get something done about it. But it's still crucial that producers get out there and say what they think about it.
What at this point? What is your hope? You know, with a GOP controlled Senate, does that really give us much opportunity to slow down EPA, Ms. McCarty?
You know, it's not going to prevent her from publishing the rule, but there are some things I think the Senate can do in the House. I hope is to prevent her from spending money and implementing the rule. My personal opinion is she's still probably going to publish the rule, but there doesn't mean there have to be any money to implement the rule.
Former chairman of the Federation of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and current president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Richard Gephardt, you can go to the NCBA website, beefusa.org, and they have an easy way for you to make your comments known. Deadline on getting those comments in to Uncle Sam is this Friday, November 14th. Now, we also talked beyond just WOTUS. We did talk with Richard Gephardt at their quarterly board meeting of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association this last week in El Reno, Oklahoma. We talked with him about country of origin labeling. U.S. Once again has been found out of compliance with trade rules, according to WTO officials. According to Richard, this is something that we just need to realize that we've made a mistake and we need to back up and redo the whole concept.
I don't know how many times we have to be told that this thing's not going to work the way it is. You know, I want to be clear that my support for labeling food in a free market, a voluntary system, let people label it any way they want to, I am fully in support of if producers want to or retailers want to label that product, that's fine. But let the marketplace position that as it should be.
OCA President Richard Gephardt. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma FFA has raised another crop of champions, winners in several areas at this year's National FFA Convention. At the top of the list, the Star Farmer of America Award given to Zach Weichel of Cordell. National championship honors went to Cale Parker of Indianola for his victory in the National Creed Speaking Contest. And a pair of teams brought home national championships this year. Fairview FFA won in Ag Communications. Kingfisher FFA won the National Marketing Plan Contest. To learn more about the championship story of Oklahoma FFA, go to their website, okffa.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.